We've got one man who is, I guess, what, probably the biggest front man when it comes to a rock band, for rock listeners anyway. His name will remain a secret because we're going to chat to him. So you've got to sit there and try and think of who that person is. We're going to talk to him after four.
You're going to pull those little ones, are you, Robert?
And just to add a further little bit of mustard to the relish. Yes. We'll tell you that he's not appearing on the show today as the front man of the band that he's well known to be the front man of. It's another band. Side project. Supergroup. So that's something to look forward to.
I feel like I'm playing Guess Who or something.
You are.
And I'm flicking. Have you got yellow hair?
No, he's not.
Are you wearing a blue shirt?
No, but.
Have you got glasses? Spectacles?
I have got a photo of him.
No, spectacles, not glasses.
Yes, putting a call through to John Toogood, who's here for the New Zealand Music Month Summit, amongst other things.
Hello?
John.
Hey.
Robert and Jono.
Oh, hey guys, how you going?
You right, mate?
Yeah, sweet man.
I was just thinking, you know, as we were dialing your number, we had a bit of a strange request from your tour manager. Said, can you please lose this number after you dial it today?
And why?
Well, privacy issues and all the rest, but I was just thinking we would...
Don't worry, John, we've already burnt the number.
Do you know when you dial, the phone goes, doot, 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 doot. We just played that on air, so anyone could figure out what your number is if they had...
Gold.
Sorry, bro.
Oh, man. Did you used to tap phones back in the old days?
Like, tap, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Man, I used to love doing that. Even when I didn't need to pay for it, I still loved doing that.
What, you tapped it four times and that was like a one, wasn't it?
And then four times is a six.
Yeah.
Three is a seven.
Jono's looking very confused.
Oh, this conversation's gone way over my head.
This is for old people, bro.
Hey, speaking of old, it's no secret that you're giving the Trans-Tasman rock and roll thing a bit of a nudge, you know, a foot in both camps. And usually when you come over here, you're doing business, aren't you, John? Just safe to say, because you're living in Melbourne, aren't you?
Yeah, but I've been spending, getting this sort of the Adults record finished. It's like I've been spending most of the time in Auckland. And I'm actually really enjoying it, to tell you the truth. I don't know, maybe it's time for a move.
A change is in the air, you see. But I was going to say, you're usually over here for She Hard Business, but it's pretty much anything but right now. You've got this Adults album on the way with, can we say, Supergroup?
Well, it's sort of different lineups for every song, you know, like, so some of them are super, some of them are cerebral, some of them are intellectual, some of them are rock, you know, I don't know, man.
You've got Tiki Tane and Warren Maxwell.
I know Anika Moe's on the record, is she?
Anika's there, Shane Carter's there, Lady Six is there.
You've been working on this for, I remember talking to you, we were interviewing you about 2 or 3 years ago and you were chipping away at this.
Yeah, totally, man. I've just been doing it. Any time I sort of get downtime off She Hard, I just sort of like cruised around with laptop, mics, and and rung up musicians who I liked and just said, I'm going to be here. Are you available? Do you want to jam? Everyone, luckily, has been sort of going, I'm up for it, you know. And
Can you genre-fy it?
Adults.
Adults. how do you think hardcore She Hard fans are going to react?
Oh, I mean, it's been really interesting watching. Like, I mean, there's people on the She Hard forums that have come over and gone, "Wow, that's really cool." And others are going, "You know, not my cup of tea."
You're going to take it on the road?
Yeah, no, definitely. We're touring through New Zealand in July. I think it starts about July 14th. 11 dates, and it's a real tight little band. It's just me, Shane Carter, and Julia Dean.
-tickets.co.nz, by the way, if you want tickets to the Adults. What's the name of the album, John?
Just the Adults, man. I was thinking about calling it Supervision, as in the Adult Supervision.
Ah,
I like that.
But I went with the Adults because I just wanted to keep it simple. Yeah.
Now, there's also quite a lot of good sort of documentary sort of footage online of the Adults now the album's coming together, but that's not the big documentary we're interested in. How's the She Hard one coming on, bud?
Awesome, man. Like, it's a young director called Sam Peacock, who actually is from Auckland, I think, originally, has been making it. My parents love him. Tom's parents love him. I mean, so he must be doing a good job. He did the right thing, man. When he got the job, he flew back from London where he was living and went straight away and met all the band guys' parents and just talked to them and met them and didn't shove a camera in their face. And it meant that he's just got all this cold footage because they all sort of like him and trust him. And
you got to go about that sort of thing the right way, don't you? You know?
He's smart, man. He's smart.
I wouldn't be any good at shit like that because I'd just be in your face. Come on, tell us your secrets.
Robert wouldn't be invited back to the Too Good household for a roast after he'd been there once, I wouldn't say.
He might be invited around to some fat on toast the next day, but yeah, I'm not sure of the roast.
This is John Toogood, by the way, in case you didn't recognise him, but he's not really got a Sheehut hat on. He has a little bit this Friday in Wellington at the Wellington High School Hall, but also with the adults.
Now, now tell us about this special show this week you and the Sheehut boys are doing for the Doco.
This week I'm in Wellington to play a show with the boys at our old high school, Wellington High School.
Wellington High School, I've seen the posters.
Yeah,
have you seen the old photos? We're going to put them online. You can go to therock.net.nz and have a look. I'm looking at your photos and thinking, oh, shit, you're the only one that looks no different.
It's so funny. I saw that photo and went, what happened to my nose? I used to have a goodish nose.
What did happen to it, bro?
I think it's like my English sort of heritage.
And so that's this Friday, and it's an all-ages event, and there are still tickets, I'm told, through Sheehut.com?
Yes, I think so, yeah. It's going to be lots of filming, and I think it'll be quite an interesting set. We're sort of like just having to make sure that we cover pretty much every record, you know.
And shit, you're busy.
Yeah, I'm flying, I mean, the day after the Wellington High School show, I'm flying up to Auckland to do a talk at this Music Summit thing as well.
That's,
you know,
right, like, the New Zealand Music Month Summit.
They're going to ask me about how I write songs, and it's funny because I actually don't know the answer.
I just thought, you know what you need for your presentation on the weekend is an overhead projection presentation.
Totally, dude. Do an Excel spreadsheet how to write a rock song.
Even if it doesn't make any sense, at least it looks official and like you've done some preparation.
Good to talk to you, John, and all the best.
You guys have an awesome afternoon.
You
talk
too.
To you soon.
See you. John Toogood there, and he's here for the New Zealand Music Month Summit. You may be heading along to that. The Sheehut documentary is coming out. And this is his new side project band, if you like, a super group of sorts. Shane Carter from Straightjacket Fits, Tiki Tane, Warren Maxwell, and Julia Deans from Fur Patrol. They're called The Adults. And this is 1 Million Ways. An album that's out, I think, later June, next month.